The Bishop of Burnley has criticised the government's latest plans for rail transport in the north and says, in his words, it's a major breaking of promises. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has announced that the Northern Powerhouse rail project won't be delivered in full and the HS2 extension to Leeds is being scrapped. The government says a £96 billion investment plan to upgrade existing tracks will bring faster benefits for rail users and is a better solution. But the Right Reverend Philip North, the Bishop of Burnley, is far from convinced. I'm Glyn Jones, and for Premier, I've been talking with Bishop Philip.
I'm not just disappointed, but actually quite surprised at the level of my disappointment. There's a lot of cynicism in politics, and so I've done my best to believe government assurances around the levelling up agenda and around the Northern Powerhouse. And I think the kind of, you know, the major breaking of promises we saw yesterday just leaves me very disappointed and really wondering how much there is behind any of that language. The North, you know, we spend as a nation about 10 times more on transport on public transport in the southeast of England than we do in the north. That massively needs levelling up. We need huge investment across the northern towns in order to bring quality jobs and further investment. And it's really, I'm so disappointed those plans have been torn up.
Do you think that that will be a general reaction in the Northwest?
I think there is a general disappointment. I mean, I think, sadly, many people in the Northwest are fairly resigned to promises being broken. I'm not quite sure how much they believed any of this to begin with, but I think there will be a real disappointment. And I think that'll get worse, because the trouble is, what we'll see with the upgrading of lines, as government has accepted itself in the past, is years and years of delays and years of engineering.
And yet the government says that upgrading the lines and spending nearly £100 billion of public money is going to be spent on these rail investments, that will bring quicker benefits.
But that's actually, there's many experts, of course, denying that, but it also rather denies what government itself has said in the many years in which it's been promising new lines. It's been saying that upgrading the existing lines won't do, that it'll bring chaos and disruption. And now there's a complete volte-face in which they're contradicting their own argument. I mean, I don't believe it'll bring faster improvements. I do think that we'll have years of chaos now on public transport across the north.
You know, and I know, that when clerics enter this sort of discussion, you'll be accused of party politics. You'll be accused of criticising a Conservative government, and you must therefore be with the opposition.
I think the problem is that, you know, we have in Jesus Christ a saviour who redeems every single aspect of a person's life. And I think as Christians in the north of the country, we need to have a real passion for the well-being of the whole of the region and the well-being of the whole person. And that's not just about their spiritual selves, passionate though we are about that. It's also about their economic life. It's about their work life. It's about their physical and health and well-being. We're interested in the redemption of whole people. And so I think it's incumbent upon Christians to speak into these situations, even if it attracts controversy.
And so would you be suggesting that people shouldn't vote Conservative because you feel let down by this announcement and other things the government have done?
I wouldn't possibly presume to advise on how people should vote. I'm not making a party political point. I'm speaking into this particular situation in which over many years promises have been made about huge upgraded transport in the north, and which yesterday a lot of those promises have been broken. And instead we're going to be faced with continued years of inadequate transport infrastructure in the region.
That's the Right Reverend Philip North, the Bishop of Burnley. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has rejected suggestions his rail proposals have broken promises made to the north of England. He says they are, quote, absolutely being fulfilled.